Water flows through the history of Hawaii, and it's the availability has been a key issue for some time. Since January, water users in North Kona have been under restrictions. 5 of 13 wells are currently out of service. HPR's news director Bill Dorman sat down with Kavika Uehara, deputy manager of the Hawaii County Department of Water Supply, to get an update on the situation in North Kona.
Aloha, Kavika. Thanks for joining us.
Aloha, Bill. Thank you.
To start with, what's the latest you can tell us on the well situation overall?
Yep. Currently, we have 5 of our 13 sources are out of operation right now, and thus we've issued an emergency water restriction notice, which calls for limiting water use to health and safety needs only and to stop the irrigation of landscape and lawns.
And that's a message that local residents in North Kona are pretty familiar with by now. A lot of them have been on water restrictions since January. And some have said that there doesn't really seem to be a sense of urgency about addressing this. How would you respond to that?
I think with certain adjustments that we've made, even though adjustments to the water system we've made, even though the 5 sources are down, we still have been able to maintain a minimum level of water service to all our customers. But again, we are still asked, you know, we are in a situation where we're asking for everybody's compliance and adherence to our emergency water restriction.
You know, I realize that you're an engineer. I know the staff of the Department of Water Supply has a lot of talented engineers on board. But in terms of the oversight, is there a lot of technical expertise, for example, on your board?
I believe our board is a diverse makeup of personnel, people. There are some with, I think, engineering backgrounds, construction background, real estate education background. So there's a broad diversity on the board, yes.
It's getting back to that basic idea of why has this still been a consistent issue for so long, and what can be done to address this so that it's not an issue sort of in perpetuity.
Right. And one of the programs we're improving on is our spare pump and motor program. It's basically an evaluation of our island-wide water sources and the pumps and motors that are located within those sources, and making sure that we have appropriate pumps and motors on hand in the event of emergencies. That involves evaluating each system and seeing which motors are possibly interchangeable in not just one source, but maybe a couple well sources.
And for some homeowners, it's gotten to the point with their yards and the water restrictions that landscaping is disappearing in some cases. That can be expensive. Irrigation companies have lost business, certainly. Do you think that people are going to have to rethink their use of water over the longer term?
That is another program that we are actively working on, is our island-wide water conservation program. And it's part of our mission to be able to make sure we have enough of the water resource in perpetuity for the future. The education component on helping to provide valuable information to our customers about maybe more of the drought-tolerant native plantings that still aesthetically look nice, but maybe use a lot less water than the water-thirsty plantings. And also, as far as like plumbing fixtures, you know, providing our customers with the information to install more of the EPA calls them the water sense products. Basically, mm-hmm. They use less water in your shower heads or in your sink faucets.
So, and do you get the sense that the county itself is making progress in this area? Is it stuck where it's been? Again, in terms of outlook?
I think there's always room for improvement, and part of that is with our department on that education and outreach side to provide our customers in the community with that type of information. And that, as I mentioned, we're working on right now.
Kavika, let me ask you this. In terms of planning, the Ironman Triathlon, October 14th. That's less than 8 weeks. I've seen estimates that, you know, about 100,000 people come in for that event. Many stay for a while. If we can reasonably expect an increase in demand on the water system at that time, what's the plan for dealing with that?
Right now, we do also have our Hualalai well and our Palani well under repairs right now, and we anticipate, based on the latest schedules, having those repaired by mid-September, and that we are actively on a daily basis checking the schedule on that.
And if those are brought online, do you feel confident that there's enough supply in the system at that point?
There would be added, water source available. We probably would still continue with our water restriction at that point. You know, we'll probably have to evaluate our system as the sources are repaired and returned to service. A lot of the coordination will, coincide with coordinating with other county agencies, other state agencies involved in planning for events for Kona.
So for the folks in North Kona who basically at the end of the day say, Kavika, tell me, when do you think we're going to be done with these emergency water restrictions? What would you say to that?
Yeah, the emergency water restriction, right now we need to get one more of our sources back online. And for the Honokohau source, we are working right now on trying to get different options of expediting some type of spare pump and motor for that source. And at this time, I don't have a schedule on that, so it'd be premature for me to say anything about the emergency water restriction.
Let me ask you longer term, in terms of plans and in terms of getting back to a sense of normalcy, if that's even a right word to use in this context. What's your outlook? What's your confidence? What would, again, you say to the folks in North Kona?
Yeah, again, we have these other well repair projects in process right now, and you know, we're hopeful and we're, you know, thinking positive that these, like the Hualalai, Palani, and then the Keopu repair projects will stay on track, stay on schedule. And Hualalai is supposed to be, by contract completion date, be done by end of October, but we're pushing the contract to get it done faster. Palani is the end of November, but we're pushing again the contract to get it done faster. And the Keopu well repair is scheduled by contract to be done by end of December this year. But again, we are working with them to expedite their processes.
All right. Well, Kavika, thanks very much. We'll probably be checking back in with you in terms of progress along the way. But thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
Kavika Uehara, Deputy Manager of the Department of Water Supply for Hawaii County.